بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. إن سورة مطففين، الله سبحانه وتعالى He tells us to shun all types of fraud in our business dealings and all types of corruption in higher spiritual life are also condemned because Allah سبحانه وتعالى will judge a person on the day of judgment. Do not reject or mock the truth because it will eventually succeed. The proud ones will be humiliated. Allah also mentions that those people that ill treat the believers in the form of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's truth will severely be punished, because they are being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. He will deal with the disbelievers as he dealt with them in the past. Allah also mentioned in Surah Tariq, as a bright star shines gloriously over even the darkest night, so does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's revelation remain a guide throughout the darkness period in man's spiritual history. Man was certainly created in a very humble fashion. Let him not be proud and reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word. In Surah A'la, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made man capable of progress by ordered steps and by his revelation to lead him higher to purification and perfection. Surah Fajr, the contrast in nature and man's history must increase the latter's faith in the hereafter. Yet the glamour of the present world makes him blind of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's truth. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him honours and gifts, he feels proud. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala limits his sustenance, he complains. He does not realise the true trust in these two cases, which are those of humility and patience. He dishonors orphans, does not feed the poor, and he takes inheritance greedily and loves wealth excessively. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment in these cases is sure to come on that person. Only the righteous soul will be said, O satisfied soul, return to your Lord, well pleased and well pleasing to him, enter among the devotees. Enter my heaven. In next few surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he will always be at his side and make the hereafter better for him than this present life. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asked to show love to all and proclaim Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is addressed in the surah and the next surah, the message applies to all true believers who spread Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's truth. In this night, the importance of in these few surahs, the importance of the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, is being mentioned. It is better than 1,000 months, and angels together with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam descend with divine decree of all types. This is a peace in the universe until the break of dawn. Allah mentions those people who reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's truth after clear evidence have come to them are stubborn. The simple teachings of Islam are to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a pure heart, to pray to him sincerely, and to serve him and our fellow men and charity and love. Those who reject these devices will have a severe penalty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward the believers who do good. In the next few surahs, like Surah Zilzal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the Day of Judgment, how the earth will tell its tale to all the peoples of all the peoples doing. Men will see the result of their deeds, even the recreate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just the way this war horse is thankful and dutiful to his owner, who fed him and who gave him shelter, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also says, do not be power hungry or love the world's resources too much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause apparently harmless forces to defeat you. This was the case of Abraha, who came with his powerful army of men and elephants to destroy the Kaaba. Birds in the sky struck this army with stones and caused its defeat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ability to act upon these verses of the Quran. Ameen. Akhda'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.